All right, well, let's get back to home improvement right now. Lindsay has a question. She joins us from Kansas. Lindsay, welcome to the Today's Home Auto Radio Show.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
So my husband and I just bought our first house, and
congratulations.
Thank you. We had a kitchen flood. It was not fun.
Oh.
Our dishwasher was broken when we moved in, and the homeowner's warranty or whatever that the previous owners gave us is going to send us a new dishwasher. However,
wow, good.
The problem I'm not sure if it's with the dishwasher or not, because it's when I run the sink, the water drains through the piping directly into the dishwasher, and the dishwasher is then flooding out.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty common problem, Lindsay. And if you can peek up inside that cabinet, you'll see a drain line going from the sink to the dishwasher, and that should be looped up as high as possible. It's often actually attached to the underside of the countertop.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not.
There you go. I think we may have found the problem. It could be a couple other things, but that's typically the first thing to check. That it has to have as tall a loop as you can have, go up as high as it can. And what it does, obviously, is when water starts to drain out of the sink, it can't go uphill, right? So it's going to come back into the sink and go through the sink drain.
Right.
Now, obviously, you have to make sure that the sink drain lines are working and they're not clogged, or the dishwasher isn't clogged. But assuming that the sink is draining properly so that it isn't just backing up, in which it would eventually, even if you had that tall loop, I guess sooner or later water would push it up and flow over. So that's what you need to do. And if it doesn't have one of those, there's a device called an air gap that they use instead. But I suspect it's just that this loop is not held up high inside that cabinet.
Yeah, the loop is actual cord or pipe, I guess, whatever is
right. Hose
connected to like the top part of the sink, and it goes straight down, and it's really tight. Should I be buying a longer hose?
Well, it's tight in that it doesn't seem like it's you need a longer hose. You could certainly replace it with a longer hose. I'm not sure why. They're usually pretty standard length, and I usually have to cut them because they're a little too long. But I mean, unless your sink is a great distance or longer distance than normal, they're usually long enough. But in any case, yeah, you could replace it. And it when it loops up, it should be a really smooth U-shaped loop. It shouldn't be like an upside down V, right? You don't want a tight V.
Okay.
And, you know, you want to make sure it's attached so that the water could flow.
Connect it to the underside of the countertop?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
Makes
you.
It a little more challenging if you have a granite countertop, but there's a way to do that. Use epoxy, stick a wood block up there, then screw on a little bracket to hold the pipe. There are a couple of different ways to do it.
Okay.
Well Lindsay, again, congratulations on your brand new home. Nothing like it. It's a great feeling. And don't let any of the tasks that you may face, overwhelm you. We're always glad to help you with them. And just a little task at a time, you'll have the best looking house around.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you take care. Thank you.
Good luck.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's always exciting. I can remember my very first house and the excitement around that. And I wanted to tinker on it just about the whole time. And
I still tinkering.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
it.
Never get finished with that. Hey, let's go to the emails here. We got a bunch of those. Thank you for sending emails to us here. And you can do the same at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Gene from Des Moines, Iowa. We've got so many great people that listen to the show there in Des Moines, both the TV show and radio show. And this one says, "Hi, Danny and Joe. My home is over 110 years old, and I'd like to remove the center hall chimney. Will this hurt the structure of the home? Boy, oh boy, have I ever removed a number of chimneys like that. You would not believe how many bricks you get out of a chimney like that, and you won't believe how dirty you will get. It's
a dusty job, absolutely.
It is a dusty job.
And not a quiet job either, by
not
the way.
A quiet job. Most of the time, the chimney is not relied upon for structure, but it does need to be looked at very, very carefully, because sometimes your roof rafters or your ceiling joists, floor joists, are tight to each side of it. And it's possible they could have pinned in with masonry nails to rely on that center support for it. So you do have to be careful. Every one of them is a little different, especially a home that's over 100 years old. So you would want to be very, very careful on that. But, you know, the and also the danger of removing that chimney, because you start, you know, you got to start from the top down.
Yeah, don't start at the bottom. That's the first tip. Don't start at the bottom.
So someone's going to, you know, be up on the roof. You got to bring it down. You got to find a way. You can't damage the shingles. You don't want to damage your ceiling. So it is a very, very tough job. You need to check on very, very carefully, Gene, before you do it. And you know, consider recycling some of the bricks. If it's an older house like this, the bricks are probably solids, and they can certainly be used for patios. They can be used for retaining walls. They can be used for a lot of things.
You could probably sell them. There are probably other people in the area who are looking for those old bricks.
And you may find that they clean up very easy and just stack them up on a pallet and then, you know, run an ad in Facebook or Craigslist or something like that, and you'll be surprised. Well, people that are just looking for some old bricks for maybe building a different little projects out back. I see so many people that are building pizza ovens in their backyard.
Yeah, let's get one of those.
Yeah, some are more attractive than others, but some work a lot better than others. We saw one the other day somebody sent us a picture of, and didn't seem right because it had a wooden roof on it with cedar shakes. So I need to ask some questions about that one. Hey, we're rolling along here on today's Homeowner Radio. We're so glad you're spending some of your busy weekend with us. Guarantee you we'll share something that you'll be sharing with others before the show is up. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.